When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 211 is brought to you by Misty Rose, Alyssa, and Marcella R., some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, Tab, and Mikey Toe. This week, Nina Sergio and I will be talking about the recent and upcoming events in New Horizons. After that, Nina is going to grace us with her Ninart segment. And finally, we will answer some of the recent Haken Islander Corner questions. So to begin, hello Sergio, how are you doing?
Hi Chewy, I'm doing pretty good. It was a nice relaxing weekend for the most part. Not as relaxing as it could have been. I had to work on Friday, but it was forthcoming, so it wasn't, you know, so unexpected at least. Had a lot of fun with Pokemon at least.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Friday work after Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's a bummer, man. And then, hi, Nina. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I had a good Thanksgiving break. I had the whole week off, so it was nice. Really nice. And I, you know, actually got to eat seconds this year, so that's a win in like the past 4 years.
Do you not usually get seconds?
Well, my stomach's been really weird for a while, and it's kind of starting to settle down, which is nice.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm glad. Getting seconds on Thanksgiving is the dream.
Yeah.
It's almost better than first.
Almost.
All right. Well, to start the show, I think we should go with some icebreakers. And I think I'll actually go first today. Nina,
all right.
I got a good question for you.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. If you could combine the genes of two or three animals to create a super pet, which animal would you combine?
No. I mean, I already have a cat that fetches.
That's pretty good. Already yeah. Combined with a dog.
Yeah, so that's nice. And I kind of miss having a bird. So maybe like a cat who could sing? Like a cat dog who could sing?
So would you combine them in that cat dog way, like where they're kind of distinct two parts, or blend them more?
I think I want it to look like a dog, because when I go walking, I like to have a dog with me because of reasons. I'd like to be a dog that's very cat like mm-hmm. like snuggly and can purr and can sing.
That sounds good.
There we go.
So a cat dog, snuggly, purrs, protects you on walks.
Yeah, and says nice. Macho bird.
That's perfect.
There you go.
Cool. Well, I guess Nina, you can go next.
All right, Sergio, are you ready?
Oh, yes, ready, ready.
The Winter Olympics are coming up on February 3rd. And if you were to compete in a Winter Olympic sport, what sport would you choose?
Oh, man. I'll go with snowboarding.
Ooh.
Yeah. It looks pretty fun. I dabbled in skateboarding when I was like 13, 14. And mind you, it was for like a month. But I kind of want to relive that in with the cold and the snow. That looks pretty fun. I would get injured, but I would enjoy it.
I have a follow-up question then, because there's like a few different snowboard skills, I guess. Like there's the half pipe where you can do tricks and stuff, or there's like the new freestyle one, Would you just want to do snowboard in general, or would you like to, I don't know, have a specialty?
Freestyle sounds better. I don't know if I'm advanced enough to be doing like specific tricks. I'll just go
That's
freestyle.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not know you were dabbling in skateboarding, Sergio. Yeah.
He's a California boy. He's got to.
That's true. I mean, I guess we all did it.
Yeah.
I'm like that too.
Oh, nice.
Did a bit of skating back then. All right, Sergio, all right. I guess you're next here.
Yeah. All right, Chewie, here's your question. If you could only see one color for the rest of your life, you could see different shades of that color, mind you. What color would you go with?
I actually know exactly what I'd go with. So, apparently, evolutionary reasons, humans are very good at seeing the color green. We can see more shades of green than any other color.
Right.
So, I would go with green. That way I can get at least as much variation of something as possible.
Oh, nice, nice. What would throw you off the most? Green sky or green water?
Dude, they'd be the same thing. Because, right? Because, like, you know, water is technically just reflecting the sky.
Right.
I feel like a lot of water is green.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think at some point you reach the end of you reach a shore and you're just like, all right, I'm staring into outer space at this point. Which might be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But also a terrifying swim.
See, I thought it was going to be either green or blue. So, yeah, I think green is a safe choice.
Yeah, blue is another good choice, I think. Yeah. But, yeah, I'd go green.
Nice.
Like trees. Yeah. I can see trees how they're supposed to be seen. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into the show. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is kind of a little bit of a surprise. I'm sure that you have both noticed that there is a sale going on over at Nook's Cranny. So they're calling this the Nook Friday sale, which is like Black Friday, but for Nooks, little Nookling kids. And then we also have some other events upcoming in December. So I figured, let's go ahead and go through those. Let's go through the upcoming stuff. That way people are prepped for December going into the game. So the first thing, like I mentioned, 30% off everything in Nook's Cranny for the Nook Friday sale. Have either of you bought anything recently?
Yeah, I got the throne, which was really nice to have 30% off.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like 800,000, yeah. I think.
Jeez, that is a lucky find.
Yeah. Oh gosh, but they have 3 dialogue messages to click through every single time. And it's not even the first time you talk to them that day. It's every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just keep patting their backs about that sale. They're like, Nook, Uncle Tom used to think he owned the place, but now we're running this and doing it our way. Yeah. And we want you to know about it.
They also keep saying, oh, what great timing or impeccable timing. It's like, this is all week, boys. This is not good timing.
It's all week. And you are doing this.
Yeah.
You're choosing when the sale is. You're putting the items out that are on sale. And I don't know. Too many things that are sketchy here with that.
Yeah.
But I will say, since you are, this episode is coming out the last day of November, so I'll stress, go over to Nook's Cranny, especially if you missed the Turkey Day event, and go and buy the recipes that are available in the cabinet. They're 30% off, and they're usually very expensive recipes to buy. So it's nice to get a break on that cost. But there are some new ones that may or may not involve cooking. So I recommend checking those out. And then, of course, there are the ones that we had last year, which are all of the Turkey Day items that are crafting items, right? So, yeah, go stop what you're doing right now. Well, you're probably playing Animal Crossing. I hear a lot of people listen to our show while playing Animal Crossing, and I love that.
Yeah.
So yeah, just head on over, go buy some DIYs for yourself, and yeah, enjoy. And then outside of that, we're going into December. Like I said, last day of November when this episode comes out. So December is going to bring us a lot of really cool things to enjoy. The first of which is Toy Day items. They will be available starting on December 1st. There are a lot of Toy Day items. And like all other things, you're only going to be able to buy the specific colors for your place. Actually, is that the case? Do you both remember?
You know what? I think it's specific colors, but we've got Cyrus now.
Ah.
That's true.
So I don't know if it matters. I mean, because I remember having to trade a lot with people in the past.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I do remember that we would visit each other basically every day to see what we had, and we'd be sending each other the toys and everything. I think during Toy Day season, I sent more letters than any other part of the year. And it was basically like, I got a new toy. I got all the different tents. I know those are a very sought after item for people. So I was just like, here's a tent. You get a tent. You get a tent. Here's this tent. I got them all. I'll send you a couple every day. So yeah, that was the big thing to trade and sell at that point. But yeah, you'll be able to find those things. There's a lot of them. They're really cute. And I am going to go ahead and recommend that you buy some and plan on which ones would look best in your villagers' homes. Because I think it's worth gifting them. And to this day, I love that I gave Grizzly a tent. He still has it in his house.
Nice.
He used to have a bonfire in the middle of his house, and now that's been a tent forever, and it just looks better. It's such a better item for him, and I'm really glad he went with it. So, yeah, specifically look at your villagers, look at their interiors, and now that you can possibly customize them depending on how far you are in the Happy Home Designer, Happy Home Paradise stuff, you could really get them something that'll look nice, you know, or at least customize their home around it to some extent.
Right. So. I'm not sure Grizzly can fit in that tent.
Grizzly can fit in anything. He's all fur. Like, if you ever get him wet, just, like, droops down.
Well, he'd be, like, really tall and skinny then.
Yeah, he's really tall and skinny. And he just, you know, he's compact. He can fit.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways, beyond that, we do have a lot of other things happening as well. There's going to be new DIY recipes that you can shoot out of balloons, along with the new ornament crafting materials. Those were used last time in order for you to craft a lot of these. What are these DIY recipes called? I forget. They're not like Toy Day recipes. They're like jingle recipes. I don't remember. But those are going to be available, and they will be available through the winter. I think they don't end until the snow's gone, and they don't start, do they? Now I'm confused, because there's definitely like the ice set that I think doesn't start until it starts snowing. Right,
because you need the snowflakes.
Okay, yeah. We're doing a lot of this from memory. Everyone. So yeah, there's going to be snowflakes available too once it starts snowing. So new DIYs, new crafting materials, it should be good. And then I should mention snowy weather, of course. I don't know why it hasn't been precipitating on my island since the update. Once I got rain.
Because
I feel like you're saying something, Nina.
Isn't it nice when you can actually see me?
Yes.
Because the maple leaves, didn't we figure that out?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So the maple leaves.
So hopefully now. Like, they're done, right? So hopefully now.
They've been done for, like, all weekend. I am not getting rain. I'm not getting snow, and I'm over it. Come on.
I'm upset. I feel like I saw on Twitter that somebody already was getting, like, it's to the point now that even though we don't have snow on the ground, they were getting snow instead of rain.
Oh, nice.
I think I saw that. That's exactly what I want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be snowing instead of raining from now. Okay. And please.
It'll happen.
It better. I leave the game on all the time just to see if it's raining or snowing or something. And I want extra gyroids, yeah, too.
Look how sad he is.
I need those bennies. Come on. Okay, so beyond that, we will be getting a couple new seasonal items. I think, Nina, you've seen them. I haven't looked yet at what they are. Are you excited about these, Nina?
There's one really good one that I'm super excited for. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I want it to be a surprise for me, so I don't know what is coming. And it's nice that we're still getting some new seasonal things. And this one starts on December 15th.
Yeah, we'll have...
Yeah, so, you know, half of the month before we can finally pick these up, but there's going to be two old items that were there, and then two new ones, so, yeah, be on the lookout for those. We'll, of course, remind you on the show when they finally do come out. And then, of course, the big things happening towards the end of the month are Toy Day and New Year's Eve, both of the big holidays to end the year, very fun ones, so... Yeah, it should be an eventful month for sure.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the first snow of the season, too. It's such a nice experience and everything.
Yes.
Looks really good in this game. It looks mm-hmm. Snowy days look better than they ever have. So I'm excited to see that.
Man, and I love how like sparkly it is at nighttime, too. The snow is just really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Oh, it's so pretty. But, oh my goodness, the clear days when it's just sunny and, oh man, that's blinding. I have to turn down my brightness when I play on those. It's too much. Mm-hmm. It's too bright. Yeah. So anyways, that is all the stuff that's coming throughout the next month or so. It should be a good one. Yeah. I know a lot of people tend to play a lot during this time since they tend to be on vacation and stuff, and luckily there's plenty to do even outside of the update that we got. There's just so much that you can fill your time with, and once again, look at those toys, find the ones that are going to fit with your characters, because it's worth gifting them some toys. So with that, Nina, I'm gonna let you take it away from here with Ninart.
That's not the name of the segment, but I will tell you about some art.
It's Art with Nina. Ninart, come on.
Art with Nina and Blathers, who likes to learn things while playing video games. It's snappy.
It's, I don't know. I think Sergio nailed it with the other one.
Okay, so we're still going alphabetical on our artistic endeavors, and we are almost out of the bees. So our last B is the beautiful statue, which does have a fake. Mm. So keep an eye out for if Venus or Aphrodite is wearing a necklace. So that's how you can know if she's fake or not.
Mm.
So the name of this, well, the real name of this artwork is the Venus of Milos, but people also call it the Aphrodite of Milos. And they think they have found or pinpointed an artist on this, but because it's so old, it was created in somewhere between 150 and 125 BCE. So because it was so old, they're not positive, but they think it was Alexandros of Antioch. And it's made of marble. So originally, so this is the super famous, statue of a woman without the arms, and she's got like a towel around her waist, and she's kind of like bent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Originally they think that her arms were either holding an apple or this like kind of handheld spinning wheel, like how you spin wool, you know, like Rapunzel, but it's like a handheld one instead of like a foot wheel turny one. And they've come up with those because of the way the fabric is folded, which I think is really interesting. Like her lower hand would have been moving the fabric at the bottom near her hip, but they're really not sure. Another fun fact about these old, like, marble statues that we all see, and we think of them as being, like, these beautiful white marble, like, with no marks, pristine. They were usually painted back then, like, super gaudy colors. So yeah. I suggest you guys look up, like, painted Greek statues if you haven't before, because it's kind of incredible. They'd be, like, in full makeup. Anyways, this is currently... in Paris at the Louvre, which is kind of interesting to me. We're going to talk about that in a second. But this is what Blathers has to say about our statue. In New Leaf, he says, a statue of the Roman goddess of love and beauty, Venus, was found on the island of Milos. This beautiful sculpture makes many wonder what her original pose might have been. So kind of a boring, boring little entry from Blathers. Mm-hmm. So it was created in the Hellenistic period. This part's super interesting to me, and I hope it's interesting to everyone else. But the Hellenistic period is called the Hellenistic period, which is 323 to 31 BCE, because it's like the movement before the Hellenistic period was the classical Greek period, but Hellenistic is called Hellenistic because it encompasses all of the cultures that were being touched by Greek at the time, Greek culture. So that's like not just Greece, but, you know, they were moving up into Europe at the time, into northeastern Africa, into southwestern Asia. So like all these cultures were creating this super cool melting pot of ideas at the time. So that's what kind of makes it different than just the classical Greek period. I think it's a little bit more interesting. Other famous works from this time, the Winged Victory, which is in New Horizons. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's like that statue.
Yeah.
That's like just the wings flowing back, and like the drapes of the dress is flowing back, but doesn't have head. Do you guys know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay. Totally.
That's a super famous one, Winged Victory. And then the Colossus of Rhodes, which doesn't exist anymore, but it was considered a wonder of the ancient world. It was nearly as tall as the Statue of Liberty and collapsed from an earthquake in 226 BCE, but was still so impressive in its fallen state that people traveled to view it, like, crumbled for 800 more years because wow. It was just incredible. So this is a super cool period of art. Another super fun fact of why is this piece of art important? Usually there's a fun story behind why the art is important, or like how it changed the world of art, or was like the perfect encapsulation of its movement. This artwork is only famous because the French were like, we're going to make this famous. Like, it's not famous for any other reason. So the French people were really angry around 1915 because Napoleon was being forced to abdicate his, emperorness. And all of his stolen artwork was being given back to the countries that they stole it from. Like, rightfully so. But this, like, was making everybody really mad in France. And the Louvre was down to 6 paintings and 46 marble statues and 52 bronze statues. So, like, and some gemstones and stuff. But, compared to what it used to house at the time, this was incredible. And people were super mad. So... after the Venus of Milos was donated to the Louvre in 1921, it was given a prime spot in the gallery and touted as a national treasure. And they had just given back this statue that looks very similar to it, called the Venus de Medici, which might not be correct, like, pronunciation, but it was had just been returned to Italy, and they're like, well, our statue is more beautiful than your statue, which, like, it's not really, but they started this, like, huge propaganda campaign of, like, the French government did this about how it's the epitome of feminine beauty, and it's the most beautiful statue that ever existed, and come to the Louvre and see our statue because it's better than yours, which I think is incredible. And so now it's a super famous painting for no reason. I mean, not painting, statue, for no reason, except for some people were a little angry and upset. which some is competition, incredible to me.
Basically.
I love when people get angry like that and it becomes history. It's a good it's a good story. Last little fun fact of our statue is that in World War II, the Venus of Milos and the Winged Victory, the one with the wings, were evacuated to the same chateau in the French countryside to save them from German occupation. So I think that was pretty cool, too. People, like, smuggled them away in trains.
Yeah. Which is a lot of things at that point, right?
Yeah, yeah. But these two particularly very famous statues were at the same little chateau hanging out together. There we go. And that's the beautiful statue, you guys.
Nice.
That's awesome. I didn't know any of that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. I especially like that it's famous for being famous.
Yeah.
Before, like, that was a thing.
Just like all American celebrities.
Exactly. They, you know, pioneers of an era, mm-hmm, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Those French know how to make something famous.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's not famous, what's the point?
You exactly. know? There's no reason.
Well, that's fun. Is that the last B art?
Yeah.
Because you do go alphabetically, right?
I do. We're into the C's after that. The calm painting is next.
That's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thank you, Nina.
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
Wonderful NeanArt segment for sure.
Thank you for being my captive audience.
Of course. Yeah, we're always happy to listen to you, see what's going on. Okay, so let's go ahead and move into this different direction for Haken's Islander Corner. So it was a long weekend. I forgot to do many things, and one of those was to put out a question for the Haken Islanders. As I was catching up on things this Monday, it didn't cross my mind. Not for a second. I should have put an alarm for it. But with that said,
if it makes you feel any better, I just accidentally watered my plant with vinegar. So
how?
Rest in peace, this little plant right here.
How did you water your plant with vinegar?
Vinegar was in a spray bottle, which is usually has water in it, but I forgot I put vinegar in it to kill some mold. Mm. And then I thought it was just water. And then dumped it under the plant. I was like, this plant smells weird. No, it was the vinegar.
That's how it goes. That's how life goes sometimes, you know? It just, it's difficult.
Say goodbye to little guy over here.
All right. Goodbye, little. Did he have a name?
No. Yeah. Uh-uh. Sorry. Well, we can name him in his death.
Okay. We'll have chat name it.
Okay.
Anyways, to begin, I guess what we're doing for this Haken Islander Corner, we're actually going to answer a lot of the questions that we've asked. I've kind of taken out some of them that weren't too relevant anymore because some of them were like predictions for the direct or how do you feel about this update? And of course, you know, we've had several episodes since then and have been able to express how we feel about the update and everything. And I mean, maybe at some point that'll be worth revisiting, but for now, we're okay. So yeah, we're going to go through all of these. And as we go, I'm going to ask the question, and everybody listening live here, feel free to answer the questions. We will take your answers as we go as well. So yeah, we'll have something to read from everyone. And, you know, just a little open questionnaire for everyone. So the first question today is, what is a surprise you found in the game that wasn't mentioned in the direct? And this question was actually the one we asked last week, and a lot of people answered some really cool things, but I wanted to get this from both of you. It's something that you have seen. Sergio, kick us off here.
Oh, yeah. For me, it was the ability to clap for KK during the concerts, and also the little sequence that they do afterward. Because that wasn't part of how the concerts were before. Now everybody claps for KK as they should have. And, you know, it's funny because I noticed that you could clap during the Cap'n tours. So I had a feeling that we were going to be able to clap for KK. And lo and behold, first Saturday that I could check, yep, they added that. And it was an amazing little thing they didn't mention. But It just makes KK concerts that much better.
They added it just for you.
I know. I know. Honestly, I didn't notice until the first KK concert that I went to. And unfortunately, right now, by how busy my schedule has been and how my brain's been in other places, it's basically the only KK Slider concert I've been to, because I just keep forgetting. I think about it Saturday morning. I'm like, sweet, KK's here. Can't wait to get my song.
New songs, and now I just, too.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm so excited. I want every morning, every single day leading up to Saturday, even Saturday itself, I'm like, KK Slider, cannot wait. I'm so pumped for this. And then it comes and I look at the clock and I'm like, how is it midnight? Because he stops playing at midnight. And I'm just like, come on. How did I miss it again? I did it again this past weekend. I looked at the clock. It was midnight 30 already. Aww. And
you know what, though? I've gotten, I think, at least 3 of the new KK songs from the Nook Shopping. Like, if you tab all the way down, there's always a song there.
I did find one.
Okay.
I found one of the KK songs there. And then I heard one while decorating on Happy Home Paradise.
Oh, so nice.
That was a fun little find. Yeah. I was just like, I never heard this song. Oh, and I've heard another, actually. Sasha, in his home, he's playing one of the new KK songs.
Nice.
The KK Lovers, I believe.
Ooh, nice.
And so I heard that one there, but, you know, I haven't heard the acoustic versions yet, so.
Right. There you go.
It's definitely something I want to do, but, yeah. Outside of that, I keep failing at it. It makes me upset. It's okay. But, yeah, Sergio, I think that's a really good thing to point out, because it's so small.
Yeah.
It's something that's like, of course they're not going to mention this, but it's really nice when it does happen, and it's something really just a little special, you know?
Yeah.
Nina, is there anything you've noticed?
I am still just amazed at how good the Happy Home Paradise storyline is. I know I talked about this last episode, but it's still something they didn't really talk about in the trailer. I just finished the 30 homes, so I got, like, I guess technically the credits scene. And, like, my jaw didn't leave the floor for, like, an hour, you guys. I cannot wait for you to get into this game, because I think we're going to need to dedicate an entire episode to the Happy Home Paradise arc, you know, the story arc. It's incredible.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And they just, it was just kind of at the end, like, oh, yeah, we're going to have this fun game, too. It's $30.
Yeah. And I mean, I've heard so many good things about it, and you know, I'm not quite there yet. I'm savoring my experience. I keep doing things here and there slowly but surely, right? And the closer I get, the more I'm just like, maybe today's the day I just like binge on doing houses all day. And maybe that'll be a stream at some point.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be like, you know what, let's decorate all the houses and see what this ending's about.
Oh man, you got to. It's, I mean, and then there's more. So like, don't feel like it's just going to completely end and you're going to be bored with it. There's more things to do afterwards. So don't let it dissuade you.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that too, that there's stuff beyond that that's worth doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's also actually Happy Home Paradise related, but I am honestly surprised at like how much of a DLC pack this is.
Yeah.
Like, it's to the extent that like all of the facilities you make give you some sort of reward each day or some sort of little extra bonus, and all of that stuff can just be taken back with you. And I don't know, I guess I kind of envisioned it being a lot more separate from our main islands than it actually is, but it's so much more connected, you know? I thought it was just going to be like this special little place where you do the home thing and decorate and do that sort of thing, but the way they connected it to the rest of your game is just like, I don't know. I don't know why it was so unexpected, but I'm really glad they went the direction they did with the pack, and it makes it worth it. For I was literally talking to a friend over the weekend, and he was like, well, my partner finally popped the question, can we buy the Happy Home Paradise DLC? And he was like, all right, well, tell me about this thing. How does it work? And so I was just sitting there for a little bit answering his questions about, like, okay, here's how it works. It's not really shared. You buy it for each person, but you can do the online thing. And so I think he ended up just deciding to buy it directly for her account. And so... yeah, now they're all set, all those things. And I was like, honestly, it's worth it. It's so worth it with all the stuff you can do. Let's go ahead and look at some of the answers here that we got. And World of Chances, I really like that you just all capsed bistro table. It's a great table. Dan said... Red's Raffle and that adorable book we can read. The update gave us literacy. The book is adorable.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you have like gone all out with the Red's Raffle, but there are some.
It's worth it.
I mean, if you get the books or the magazines, those are so good. And they're customizable. You can have different reading material.
Yeah.
It's the same two pages. So you just keep flipping through, but it's still. Nope, it does not, but it's still the best thing ever. But that's how you learn to read, right? You just keep practicing the same thing over and over till you have it memorized, and then, you know, when somebody tells you to read something, you just recite what you already knew.
Animalese is not easy.
It's a very difficult language. It's basically you have to spell out everything in Japanese to really quickly in a high-pitched voice. Yeah. It's... hard to master. Mm-hmm. Hard to master. So Miles of Amanda said, has anyone had a villager invite them over? I'm starting to think my villagers don't want me to come hang. Oh, no. I mean, it's one thing that surprised me from this is that the villagers with the thinking bubbles can spark that. So talk to them if that happens. I didn't really know how to expect it. I thought I would run into the situation more that they, like, call you out, you know? They're like, hey, Chewy, come over here. Come do... they're just trying to grab your attention, right? But that's not really how they do it. They kind of have their thinking bubbles out. Right. So, yeah, that's one way to look at it. Let's see.
Also, if you just kind of hang out in your house for a while.
Yeah.
Like, like just pretend to decorate and they'll come and get you.
That's true. They'll be there in 1 second. It's always Pearl for me. Aww. I don't know why.
She's your best friend.
But I also don't mind. I'm like, Pearl, you can visit me whenever. I don't care. All right. So Piplup said, it's some of the old furniture returning. Yes, there's so much furniture that has come back from the previous games, and it's really nice to see that happen.
Oh, man, and I interrupted you when you were answering For the Whims. They said... that you could collect vines and glowing moss off your Happy Home Paradise Island. A total win. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, that one was definitely one that I didn't see coming. I just saw, I think, previously known as Dramakins. She now goes by Mushikins. But she told me that you could steal them and they grow back. And I was like, I ran right over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, I'm taking all of these. I don't need... them to stay here. Yeah. I need them to be in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't... It's getting a little hard to go through them, but Sergio, maybe you can take some of the answers as well for this next question. Who is your favorite new villager? So feel free to answer here in the chat who your new villager is while we also answer. Nina, who's your favorite?
I'm gonna go back into some teaching mode for a second. I love Shino. I love her so much. She's amazing. She's got demon horn. She's got fangs. She okay. You know how you love Bella's really evil grin?
Yes.
She's got one of those grins. It's incredible. It's incredible. And plus, best of all, she made me look up her origin, which, as you guys know, I love to learn while I play video games. She's based off a Hanya mask from No Theater, Japanese No Theater. And these masks are like really jealous, like female demons, and they're carved out of a single piece of wood. And if you look at it straight on, it looks really angry. But then if you tilt the mask down, it looks really, really sad. So it's like trying to encapsulate like all the different emotions that go through like jealousy and rage and sadness and anger. It's super cool. And the white versions of this mask represent like high economic status people, and the red ones represent demons. And Shino has both red and white, so she's like this cute little vindictive fancy demon lady, and I love her. Oh. Love her.
Perfect for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know any of that about Shino, but I love that like there's a thought behind the design. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, you told us a little bit of Tian Sheng, for example, like the background with that character, and it's really cool. Now I want to look at more of them. I know, I guess, I don't know if Jackie didn't really see it, but I was like, I feel like Marlo is obviously Marlon Brando, right? Like based on like his Godfather character and everything. And I was like, Jackie, this is, look at this character. It's obviously this person. And then at first she was like, oh, okay, I guess that's right. she didn't see it as much as I did. But,
you can love him either way.
Yeah, really great. Sergio, who's your favorite villager?
Can I say Nico? Because I'll go with Nico if we allow special characters. Definitely Nico by far. Like, he's climbing up the ladder. Like, he's rubbing elbows with KK Slider. I kid you not. Nico is getting there. If I have to go with like a standard traditional villager, I'll go with Faith, the Uchi Koala, because I like koalas and I also like Uchi, or sisterly characters. Those are my favorites. So that's a good combo for me.
That's good. That's good. Man, Nico is really getting there for you. And I saw you did pull Nico from your Amiibo cards, right?
Yes. Oh, got lucky with it. Yeah.
Did you manage to get a Faith as well?
No.
I'll hold on to one for you then.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you can get, I'll give you a Faith, and just let me know who you want. I'll give you one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. For me, my favorite is Azalea. Azalea has stolen my heart. She already gave me her photo. Just focused. Yeah. The new Katrina thing is honestly overpowered. Overpowered. You get so many more friendship points. You get through their friendship so fast. But yeah, I don't know what it is about her snooty personality that's different from Pearl's, but she's just like given me so much dialogue for snooties that I've never seen, and I've had Pearl for so long, to the point where it's made me laugh quite a bit. Aww. Where I told this story, I think, last week, but she asked me to go run an errand for her. She had a fight with, I believe it was Raymond. So Raymond, he gets some piece of clothing from her. I come back and she's like, oh, so how did it go? Never mind. I was just saying that to be nice. You don't have to tell me. And then it was just like, didn't let me. She just cut me off right there. So she's very snooty in a way that's pretty hilarious. And also, she taught me how to make a pile of cash. Twice now, actually. She just gave me another pile of cash recipe, and it's pretty wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. So, Sergio, did you get any questions here or any answers?
Yes, we have, for example, one from Miles of Amanda, who said, I would pick Wardell if he was a villager, but Chapwick is growing on me. Nice. Nina, I'm sure you agree.
I can't wait for you to play through Happy Home Paradise. I feel like you're going to become a Wardell stan.
Mm-hmm. Wardell is great. Yeah. I have really enjoyed the times I've had with Wardell, for sure. So No complaints here.
Oh, nice. Tav also said, or Emerald Tav, which I love that name, said, Ioni is my favorite, but Cephalobod is a close second. He's my new arch nemesis on my island.
Because he trapped Tav in his pod.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. That's true. That's true. The whole bug that you both ran into. Mm-hmm. It's messed up. You don't know who to trust.
And Neptune Meows also said, Sasha would be a contender for me, but I don't like when characters have human-looking bangs.
That's incredible.
Valid. It's valid. I mean, they're... I forget who I was watching specifically, but they're like, I don't like their bangs. No, don't do this.
Fringe. The fringe hate.
Yeah. People hating on the fringe. What is that? Cool. So I guess the next question for both of you, this one's a funny one. How would you feel if Amiibo Festival actually got ported to Switch? Mm. Nina, you're already dancing. What's your answer here?
Yes, I would love this. I feel like we're famous for really enjoying Amiibo Festival on this podcast. But if it could be online and we could play all together, we'd have to play once a month for an entire year to do all of the 12 months. How much fun would that be? We could bring back your like Haken special character Smackdown that you had.
That's true. That it was fun.
Yeah,
it was very fun doing that. And everybody got into it. We got some classic moments, like when Tom Nook taught his little nephews how to cheat people out of money. For me, I would love it, especially if they added online. Like if we got online with this, it'd be the perfect game. Perfect game.
Yeah, it would.
Sergio, how do you feel here?
I'm down for it for sure. I agree with you. Like, online would open it up so much more than how the regular game was. But you know what? Even if they don't have online, now with, like, so many of us, like, streaming and just sharing our gaming experiences online, I think it would be very different. I mean, even if it's just single player, just get it out there, Nintendo. We're all going to buy it. We're all going to spread the word on Haken. It's going to be a multi-million seller for sure. And I think I would actually like stream an ordeal, basically, because I never got around to getting all the KK outfits in the original. So this time I would, and I would stream the whole thing.
He has nice cute outfits, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does. All of their outfits are great in that. I wish we got more opportunities to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, Sergio, I'd watch every second of you streaming, getting all those KK outfits. And if it had online, I'd just play with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well. Right.
Man, so now I want all of the characters that we have at Harv's Island to like change their clothes with the seasons. Like, how easy would that be? It'd be adorable.
It'd be the cutest ever. Awesome. For me, let's see what I said. Oh, I'd say I loved it. Nina, you already said you'd love it. We'd all be down.
We'd all be down.
Cool. Let's see. Playable Wardell in Amiibo Festival, said Dan. Buys two copies.
One is two not copies. Enough. Uncle Nintendo.
Yeah. And then, Sergio, did you have any others you wanted to point out? I just saw that one, and I was like, yeah, playing as Wardell and Nico, great.
Yes. That's the only one I'm seeing, too, but yeah, it's a good one.
Cool. Yeah, good answer, Dan. Love it. Yeah. Love to see it. All right, so the next question for both of you. What is the most nostalgic Animal Crossing song or track for you? And my mind right away goes to the GameCube game, because how great was it getting home from school and just like logging in to Animal Crossing? Mm-hmm. That was my experience with that game. I'd get back in the beginning I did log in like before school, but at that point I was like in high school and I was out of the house by like 6:30 or something, very early to go to high school, and nothing was open at that point. And so after a bit, I was like, oh, I guess I don't really need to log in that early in the morning. So after school became my thing. But that all said, I got you would get out of school pretty early. So usually like between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. would be like my stretch of time that I'd be logging in. It depended on if it was like soccer season or not. If it wasn't, I'd be home by like 2 something. And so that song really stuck with me. But if I did have soccer, I'd be home around 5. And that song really stuck with me. So, yeah, 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. GameCube. It just takes me back. It's so good. What's your favorite here, Sergio?
I'm similar to you. I think it, you know, it depends on the times of the day that we play very often. And for me, it was with New Leaf, and it was playing right after work at 5 p.m. So it was the 5 p.m. track from New Leaf. And I feel like that's the case for a lot of people. It's a very nice song, and you know, you're getting out of work, you want to relax, and everyone in your town is welcoming you, and you can still do pretty much everything because everything's open. So, yeah, I remember just coming out of work and relaxing with this game and just unwinding, and it was amazing. I can imagine this song. I don't even need to, like, hear it on YouTube or anything. I just imagine it, and I get chills. I love it.
Yeah, and I'll say like 5 p.m. with headphones on. That it makes you tingle.
Yeah.
Because it like bounces between the left and the right.
Oh.
And the first time you experience that, you're like, oh, ooh, my body's doing something. This is messing with my brain. It feels good.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me some ASMR feelings. Nina, what would you say here for most nostalgic?
I actually think it's the New Year's song, A New Leaf, that continually changes like within the last hour, and then the 30-minute mark, and then the 15-minute mark, and then the 5-minute mark. Mm-hmm. I love playing New Year's on Animal Crossing. And that song, the way that it builds and just like kind of encapsulates like how excited it is like for the new year and to be up late and to ring in the new year, and all the villagers start to gather and the countdown clock starts to like, you know, descend. It's so good. So if I can pick like those songs all strung together, I'm going to pick those. They're really good.
Those are excellent. And New Year's is very fun because of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that it has its own set of songs that plays throughout that whole hour is just like, cool. I didn't know that was going to happen. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a nice little surprise.
Yeah. Cool. Sergio, do you see any answers from people here?
Yeah. For example, Emerald Tav said the Wild World theme. And I think that's a good one too, because, you know, we had it also in City Folk. It's very, very memorable. And again, even if it was just Wild World, that's one of the most popular Animal Crossing games, the first portable one. It got a lot of people into the series. So, yes, that's a great answer, I think.
Oh, and the movie, too.
Yes. Oh, good point. Very good point.
Yeah. So good.
And then, Chewie, you're going to agree with Dan. He's saying the rainy theme in the GameCube days. I know that's also one of your favorites.
Rainy theme all day, every day. Yeah. It's so good. That song just like instantly makes me feel nice.
Aww.
Like nothing, there's not a problem in the
yes.
world.
Yeah.
It's delightful. It's a great one.
That's why you like all rain right. so much.
Can it rain, please, in my Animal Crossing? Can just one more ask. That's all I want. Just give me a nice rainy day, rain all day, please. Or maybe just an hour. I don't know. All right, my next question here that we asked quite a bit ago now, probably early autumn, maybe mid-autumn, but what is your favorite autumn/spring DIY? And I ask both because Yeah, you know, we have some Southern Hemisphere listeners as well, and I don't want to forget them when we do these time-specific ones. And so, yeah, Nina, what's your favorite here?
The mushroom wreath. I love the mushroom wreath. It blows all the other mushroom or all the other wreaths out of the water. And it's such a cute new take. And just the little mushrooms growing up just on the bottom. It's so cute. And it looks good, not just on a door, but anywhere in the house.
Yes, the mushroom wreath is just like also one of my favorites. All of the man, it's hard to pick with them. Sergio, what's your favorite here?
I'm actually going with one that is for spring, sort of. It's from the cherry blossom season, and it's the cherry blossoms pile. I like it a lot because, we have the regular leaf pile or the other ones, the more traditional ones, but the cherry blossoms ones, it looks very nice. I actually, it's a good reminder for me because I want to play more. I want to place more of those around my island. They just look very nice. And of course, if it's in season, if you're actually in the cherry blossoms week or so, oh my goodness, they look beautiful. They flat out do.
The cherry, all of the leaf piles are so good. And so the cherry ones especially, like I did not think that we were going to get such a great item at the very beginning of the game, you know? So that just takes me back to the beginning of New Horizons. It's wonderful.
Oh, and bonus points for being interactive.
Oh yeah, the way it just flutters into the air when you run over it. It's good. It's good. It's so good. Mine is the maple leaf pond stone. There is the cherry blossom pond stone counterpart as well, but these are the stones that are nice and long and got a little pond from the rain, which doesn't happen on my island, but a little bit of water in there and some maple leaves floating in that water, and it's delightful. I love that item. I gifted Nina two of them for
Yeah,
her
that was
birthday
before I
one
ever
year.
got all of those DIYs, so it was very much appreciated.
I'm glad you liked it. Cool. Let's see. Any answers here? For the Whim said, I love the mushroom lamp. Also, any and all piles of leaves. Oh, man. Piles of leaves. Just there's a band called A Great Big Pile of Leaves. I think that's their name. They're pretty good. I like them. I especially like their name, but yeah, the music's fine too. And Dan said, the mushroom log makes me feel like Little Red Riding Hood heading to Grandma Jones' house. The mushroom log, oh, I love that one, especially that you can put stuff on top of it too. That's
Yeah,
a delight.
right.
I like putting the bug models on top of
Yeah, those look really good on there. And then Tab said, what is it called? The leaf campfire with the marshmallows.
Yeah,
Oh.
that's one of the customizations, I think.
The marshmallows, just like, that's over the top amazing. Truly amazing. It's great. Yeah, can't get enough of those.
Nice.
All right. Let's see where we are here. All right. This one is another music-themed one, but we're getting specific here. What is your favorite hourly track in New Horizons? And this is our last question, so if you haven't answered here in the chat, feel free to drop your answer here. Your favorite hourly track that is. Mine is definitely not 2 p.m. I always end up streaming at 2 p.m. for some reason. So I hear that song a lot. It is not my favorite. I don't like it very much. I know some people do. It's totally fine. Totally fine. But my favorite is 3 p.m. Not because it's saving us from the agony of 2 p.m., but just because I actually really like 3 p.m. 3 p.m. and 3 a.m. But that 12-hour gap, 3 a.m. is a very weird tune. But 3 p.m., it does a lot of what I kind of hoped the rest of the soundtrack would do, a lot more of the natural instruments. It doesn't depend so much on that squeaky synth sound. So that one does exactly what I'm looking for from a song. So it's a nice one. Sergio, what's your favorite?
You know, I would go with 7 p.m. I've been on a kick with that song lately. And it's mostly because I usually go to see KK around that time. So, you know, I go in, a priority is KK's Lighter, of course. So that's the first thing I do. And then afterwards, it's just so relaxing. And I just actually like start playing the game and look around the island and do things. Listening to that song after having seen KK, and it's very relaxing. It's a lot slower. More mellow than 6 p.m. or in especially the ones even before that. So, yeah, I think it's like the very nice, like, okay, it's evening time. Let's start to relax and wind down. And you're just okay, cause so everything you're going to hear is just amazing.
Yeah, that's an amazing one for sure. Yeah, what's your favorite, Nina?
I think it's actually 2 a.m., which I don't hear often, but when I am playing that late and 2 p.m. comes on, it's like so super chill, but it also brings in like the best notes from the main theme, and it's kind of like more of the natural instruments also, but it's like a good mix. I don't know, and it sounds a little bit Wild World to me. It's like it's good. Good chill beats you can study too.
That's a good point. Yeah. I rarely hear that one. I mean, I was up at like 2 a.m. this past week with my family just hanging out, but I wasn't playing Animal Crossing, so I missed my chance to hear it. But, you know, I've told you, for me, 2 a.m. through like 6 a.m. just don't exist. Those aren't hours that I've ever played the game.
At least listen to them online.
Yeah, just check them out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or on my little soundtrack of all the Animal Crossing songs that I already feel needs an update. Yes. Because the Happy Home stuff added a ton of music. There's the new KK Slider songs. There's all of the new Shell, the music box versions. We need a whole nother set of CDs to complete this. Yeah. Cool. So some answers here. We've got Dan who says 5 p.m. It gives me a slight city pop vibe. That's great. Mm. For the Whim said 2 a.m. is such a weird song, but in the best way, it sounds like a weird dream. Yes. It might be the 3 a.m. one, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
For the Whim said maybe 3 a.m. Yeah. later. It is a funky one for sure. Tab said 5 a.m. so peaceful and perfect for when I'm playing before the rest of the family wakes up.
Good point.
And then Quantrell said the 6 a.m. / 6 p.m. combo is far superior. I'm gonna have to try that out. Sounds nice. Just combine them. Let's see, Neptune Meow said, I don't really have a favorite song in Animal Crossing New Horizons, but 3 a.m. is horrific, like a clown, digestive distress. Well, that sometimes that's how 3 a.m. goes.
It's got that, like, muted horn that's like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Yeah, with all the funky guitars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. I like that one. Anyways, once again, this we answered all of these because I failed to upload a question for everybody to answer on Patreon. Those will be back next week as for normal, but hopefully you enjoyed us catching up and answering some of them for all of you. And yeah, next time we'll get some more Patreon answers here. But it was really nice to get the Twitch chat involved, so we appreciate you all being here and listening live as well. Yeah. Well, I guess that brings us to the end, right? Nina?
Yeah.
Anything else to say?
You got to give yourself the umbrella of mercy, Chewy. It was a nice holiday week. You're allowed to take it easy.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It was a very nice break.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And Sergio, I know you said yours wasn't too great, but I hope things are better at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And Chewy, next recording, I'm going to ask you what new song you heard from KK, because you need to have heard a new one, please.
I promise you.
You need to set an alarm. Will.
All right.
Twice, 2 weekends in a row, I get to my game and it's just like, it's just past midnight. Oh. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, I did it. I failed. And that is the most tempted I've ever been to time travel.
Oh my gosh.
The most tempted. But then I remembered, people told me if you time travel, it erases your little newsletter things that you get on the app, and I can't lose those. Those are very important to me. All right, anybody. Well, sorry. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers to the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy, get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, what are some of your answers to what we've asked today? There are a lot of questions to pick from, so feel free to pick any and let us know.
Yeah.
Reviews really help us get the show discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.